Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, Van Jones, man, he just put the ball on the tee for Tommy Law's critics with this one, didn't he? I didn't get to this yesterday. I always have a stack of stuff, show prep, and usually I never get to about two-thirds of it, but I've got stuff everywhere on the studio desk here, as John Jackson has told you before when he joins us on Tuesdays. But so Van Jones, remember him? He was the green energy czar under Barack Hussein Obama. He's on CNN. He's a CNN political commentator now as well. He was just heaping praise on Kamala Harris the other day. He said this via X: week one sews up the nomination. Week two electrifies America with her VP choice. He's just got to laugh at that one. Week three rebuilds the blue wall. Not the border wall, of course, but the blue wall. And then he asks this question: what can't Kamala Harris do? A press conference? That's what David Marcus said. Tommy Lahren added this: answer questions, speak without a prompter, contain her laughter in inappropriate moments, secure the border, win a primary. Shall I go on? She answers the question of what can't Kamala Harris do. You know, we could add to that one: what can't John Tester do? Answer tough questions, show up, secure the border. Shall we go on? Anyway, I think Montanans are finally seeing through this flip-flop, flat-top, two-faced Tester's phony BS. New poll just released by nonstop local TV news stations here in Montana showing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy opening up a wider lead over Liberal Senator John Tester here in Montana. This poll that came out from the nonstop local TV news stations, apparently the poll was conducted right after the Trump rally in Bozeman, now shows Tim Sheehy leading John Tester 51% to 45%. Not only that, but Tim Sheehy's favorability ratings are just under 50%, while Tester's are below 45%. Sheehy also has a clear lead when it comes to the economy. And then check out these numbers on the southern border. As nonstop local TV stations report, quote, in terms of immigration, 56.2% of voters said Sheehy would do a better job compared to Tester at, wait for it, 39%. He can't even break 40% when it comes to trust with the voters on immigration, or in other words, on the southern border, on the northern border. So a very big poll. Credit to Wake Up Montana's Bradley Warren for sharing that via X yesterday. I first spotted it. Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls shared those poll results. So full story, MontanaTalks.com. We got the phone lines open for you. We'll go to Clint and Wilsall next.
Securing America.
Our focus on public safety is at the forefront.
In a final security briefing ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention, Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling and the U.S. Secret Service say right now no credible threats to the convention, and that after more than a year of training, law enforcement partners from across the country will have a handle on security measures, including protesters expected to march and potentially disrupt the DNC.
I want to reassure everyone that we will have resources in every single neighborhood. So it's not forgotten that we have a city to protect.
Protesters turned up in small numbers during the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last month, though groups in Chicago say DNC protests over the economy, ongoing border crisis, and the Israel-Hamas war could see tens of thousands of participants. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many consumers are now using Buy Now, Pay Later services for making purchases. Companies like Klarna, Affirm, Afterpay, PayPal, among others, offer plans that are made up of 4 interest-free payments over a few weeks with late fees if you don't make your payments on time. Some BNPL providers also offer longer-term plans with interest rates for larger purchases. When you check out with online retailers, you'll likely see Buy Now, Pay Later options, though some in-store merchants now offer them. There are pros to using a BNPL service, which includes an easier approval process. BNPL lenders perform a soft credit check to determine your payment plan options, which does not impact your credit score. And there's no interest charges for paying in 4 plans, and you have fixed payments. And the cons, there are no rewards or added benefits for using this type of service, and it's not accepted by all merchants, and there are risks for overspending. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app if you got something you want to talk about. And then coming up around 8:40, we've got Missoula City Council member Sandy Vasica is going to be with us, talk about some of the craziness on the Missoula City Council that she is combating. And there's a big meeting apparently coming up in about 1 hour that she wants to put the spotlight on. So that'll be an interesting conversation. First up on the phone lines, Clint in Wilsall. Clint, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was watching the news this morning, and they reported these hospitals in Chicago getting ready for the DNC. And one of the things they reported on Newsmax was the hospitals were preparing for a possible large-scale decontamination. And I'm just trying to figure out and ask you guys, why would they be preparing for that? I mean, this is seems to me like they might be going to try to trump up some support by making maybe another possible assassination attempt and maybe get people to have a sympathy vote. And I'm not trying to create any conspiracy theories, but
sure,
it's just strange to me why they're reporting that these hospitals are having to prepare for large-scale whatever coming up on the DNC. What are they? What do they know that's going to happen there?
Well, and I guess I'd be interested in what kind of decontamination are they talking about? Are they talking about, you know, NBC, you know, nuke biochem type stuff? Or are they talking about, you know, tear gas, riot control, you know, decontamination? Because, but it really raises an interesting question. Isn't it interesting that when the DNC comes to town, they are expecting a lot of trouble? They are when the Democrats come to town, they are expecting the Democrats to do what the Democrat rioters have been doing all across America, which is burn the place down, spark a whole bunch of violence, spark a whole bunch of chaos. But then on top of that, I mean, hey, look, everywhere is a terrorist threat right now in this country. And given all of the folks on the terrorist watch list that crossed into this country, how many gotaways are out there? And so, you know, you just never know. I mean, we hope and pray that nothing bad happens, but they know they better be prepared, because when the Democrats come to town, chaos comes with it, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And maybe you're right. Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but I've found through the years watching this political landscape that usually the Democrats tend to tip their hand before it happens.
Mm.
And I'm just wondering if this isn't a tip of the hand. But you said a lot with the terrorist deal. I mean, what was 9/11 carried out by 13 terrorists?
Yeah.
And if, you know, we've had 10 million people cross the border, hell, if only 1% of that were people on the terrorist list, that's over 1,000.
Well, that's the point. That's the point retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Klem made when he was here in Montana, and he talked about it on the Roseanne Barr podcast that he just did with her in her house as well. And he said, look, you know, we used to have maybe 300 or so Chinese nationals a year try to cross our southern border and come into the country. In the last 2 years alone, it's been 50,000 Chinese nationals that have flooded into this country. And he's like, are there probably a lot of good people who are trying to escape the communist China? Probably, yeah, there's probably some good people in there. He says, but it only takes a tiny, tiny handful of that 50,000 to cause mass chaos. Yeah, Clint, thanks for the phone call. I'll have to. Oh, Clint, where? Which newscast were you watching when you saw that report? By the way,
it was Newsmax.
Oh, okay.
And, the Australian guy, Sarah Williamson, is who did the piece. She was the one that mentioned the decontamination.
Oh, interesting.
But they didn't mention what for.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It just made me raise my eyebrow. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, before 2020, the Democrats said something about how it was essentially that the election was guaranteed for them, and look what happened then. You know, it seems like they tipped their hand a lot. My Orcas has already come out this year and talked about how they're preparing for voting machines to go down on voting day, on election day. Well, I bet you no Democratic district voting machines go down on electric day.
Yeah, somehow it won't seem to hurt them, huh? Somehow it won't seem to hurt their votes. Clint, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. By the way, I double-checked with Clint during the break. I said, hey, Clint, I always pronounce your town Will Sal. I've heard some people call it Will Saul. How do you pronounce it? And he told me exactly what Nels Swandle told me several years ago. He says, well, the town was named after Will and Sally. So, yeah, it's called Will Sal. Anyway, great to hear from you, Clint. Let's go to Willie in the Paradise Valley. Willie, what's going on?
Yeah, Aaron, good morning. I was down in your country on last Thursday, but I was listening to the station down there, and Hannity was on, but something was kind of disturbing when he had Tulsi Gabbard on that day, and she's been put on the terrorist watch list, and when she goes through the airport and that, they have to get there early, and the first time that happened, they had 5 air marshals on the plane and that, just because she came out against the Lion Party she was representing before. So it's like we're getting in a third world country, so she has to be under scrutiny all the time, her and her husband and that, but she's suing the federal government over it. But here they got her on the federal watch list, terrorist. She can't fly anywhere, and she flies a lot, she said. So
not only is she on the watch list. Yeah, she's a fellow veteran. She still serves in the Army Reserve. I think she's a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve, like me. And not only did they put her on a watch list, according to Hawaii News Now, a former Hawaii congresswoman, was being followed. At least 5 agents and 2 explosive detection canine teams were following Tulsi Gabbard. These people are insane.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. It's customary for me to talk this time of year about bewaring the Ides of August. It's a take on Shakespeare, where Julius Caesar is warned beware the Ides of March. Over the years, I've found that the month of August, often the midway point, to be the most dramatic, historic, and volatile period in politics and government. Richard Nixon resigned the presidency in August 1974. The U.S. dropped nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in August 1945. Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech in August 1963. There was the riot in Charlottesville, Virginia in August 2017. Will August 2024 measure up? July of 2024 is like, August, hold my beer. July earned a special spot in the pantheon of extraordinary political months. The shooting of former President Trump, followed by the decision of President Biden to bow out of the 2024 campaign. So beware the Ides of August, just because it's August. But last month, it was beware the Ides of July. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Thanks to Willie in Paradise Valley for that phone call. Yeah, I see. Sometimes there's stories that I should print up and then I don't. And then I have a million other things on my studio desk here. But I think both the DailyCaller.com and the DailyWire.com, I know FoxNews.com has a story here as well. About how Tulsi Gabbard, the former Democrat congresswoman from Hawaii, Iraq war veteran, presidential candidate, if they will put her on the – and she's probably – I'm sure she still has a security clearance if she's still serving as a lieutenant colonel in the Army Reserve. Last time I talked with her off air, she was a battalion commander. If they will put a battalion commander, if they will put a Democrat presidential candidate, if they will put a congresswoman from Hawaii on a terror watch list, imagine what they would do to you. Heck, look at what they're doing to grandmas. I threw a question out earlier. I don't know if any of you tweeted me back on this or anything, sent me a note on X, but why do they hate grandmothers? Why are they so against grandmas? I mean, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, put that grandma behind bars, wanted to put her in jail for 90 days because she defied his stupid COVID lockdown mandates. And then you have the praying grandma of January 6th. Remember when Capitol Police were moving barricades, waving people into the Capitol? She wasn't even one of these pajama boy idiots that were breaking windows and tussling with police or causing harm to our Capitol. She simply walked in and prayed. And look at the way they've been going after her. Now they're trying to bankrupt her after they got rejected with their overzealous prosecution by the U.S. Supreme Court. Now they're trying to bankrupt grandma for praying in our United States Capitol. So, again, if they will do it to Tulsi Gabbard, imagine what they would do to you. Imagine what they're already doing to grandmas all across America. And they call you the fascists, right? Back into the phone lines we go, 406-294-0970. John in Logan. Great to hear from you, John.
Yeah, I'm on the road. Isn't it a coincidence that everything that Harris was doing as vice president has now become the issues that she's running on as president candidate? So this was, I believe that this was planned, that Biden was planned to be retired, and that they put her in position knowing full well that this was what was going to happen. I believe that this is it was a plan to put her in first as vice president, have her do nothing except go out and try to get the people on the fringe about abortion and everything that doesn't really make a lot of difference, everything except the economy and the border. And now she's going to be the presidential candidate, and Biden was retired.
Forced out, yeah. No, you make a great point. Basically, she is running against her own record. She is running against her own policies, It's just like John Tester here in Montana. He is campaigning in these phony campaign commercials. He is running against his own record. He's running against his own positions. He's running against his own party. They are both such phonies.
They are. It's time for the flat top to be dry docked.
Yeah, I love the line where Tim Sheehy talked about, it's time to send Donald Trump back to the White House and it's time to send John Tester back to Big Sandy. But I think we all know John Tester ain't going back to Big Sandy. The people of Big Sandy don't even want him there. He ain't going back there. He is going to go to K Street. He's already the number one recipient of lobbyist cash. And so he's already cashed out, $1.2 million in fancy Washington restaurant bills. He's got his million-dollar-plus castle on Capitol Hill. Apparently, he's bought more property. Have you guys heard about this? I haven't been able to pin this down. Apparently, he has more property back in the Washington, D.C. area. Again, the guy is living – John Tester is living high on the hog while we all suffer under his inflationary policies. John, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you. That reminds me, one thing I was looking for – I wanted to find this. I've got about an hour of B-roll, about an hour of video that the great photojournalist Paul Humphrey snagged for us from the Trump rally. I don't know if I uploaded that whole thing to YouTube yet. If not, I got to do that for you as well. I uploaded our interviews, but I don't know if I got to the raw video footage of the Trump rally, because I want to share that as well, because Paul always does such a great job. But I wanted to find One of the best parts of the Trump rally Friday night was when Donald Trump just rolled the tape. And they had a couple of videos of Kamala Harris on camera, in her own words, advocating for the craziest of crazy Kamala policies. I think I found one of them. This was probably about halfway through President Trump's speech Friday night.
The dietary guidelines.
Yes. You know, the food pyramid. What people
yes.
are saying.
Yes.
The reduced red meat specifically.
Yes, I would. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Where do you stand on defund the police?
This whole movement is about rightly saying we need to take a look at these budgets.
Harris asserted that ICE is perceived as the modern-day Ku Klux Klan.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
That puts ICE in the same category as the KKK. Is that what you're asking me? I see no peril.
I'm not finished.
I see none.
Yeah, I am radical. We need to get radical about what we are doing.
And that's just a small part of it. That's just a small part. That's what we have, though. That's where they're going. We're going. Remember I said we will not become a socialist country? And I meant it, except I was wrong. We didn't become a socialist. We're going beyond socialism. We're becoming, if they get in, a communist, full-blown communist country. This is America. We're not a communist country. We're not going to let that happen.
There you go. There was one other video montage featuring Kamala, her crazy policies in her own words. I'll see if I can find that one for you as well from my transcript here from the President Trump's remarks that we captured on camera. But that was one of the most powerful videos, especially, I mean, it was straight up red meat for a Montana crowd, right? Because the first thing that you heard there was how she wants to force the reduction of red meat consumption. In other words, she's telling Montanans, and John Tester supports it with this crazy climate nonsense, that she wants you eating less Montana beef. That alone should be the disqualifier. What else do you have to say? She compared ICE to the KKK. That should be a disqualifier. She supported defunding the police. You heard her say right there, yeah, we need to look at these budgets. That's what we need to do. I mean, one strike, two strike, three strikes, but simply saying that she doesn't want us eating Montana beef, you shouldn't even have to wait for the third pitch for the third strike. You're out of here. You're out of here. The best line of the night, though, some of you saw this. I shared it earlier, shared it via X.com. But this is something that I wanted to play earlier in the week. Thanks to John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, for sharing this one with me here. Bill Mitchell captured it. This was my favorite line from President Trump Friday night in Bozeman.
If Comrade Waltz and Comrade Harris win this November, the people cheering will be the pink-haired Marxists, the looters, the perverts, the flag burners, Hamas supporters, drug dealers, gun grabbers, and human traffickers. But with a Trump fans victory, the cheers will come from the police officers, the firefighters, the Border Patrol agents, the steel workers, small business owners, parents, and hardworking citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. And
man, Donald Trump just kicked him in the teeth with that line right there, didn't he? Just, I mean, the Harris campaign is going to need some dental implants after that one. He didn't just knock out one tooth or two teeth. He knocked out the whole grill. I tell you, hey, by the way, our Trump rally coverage, did I mention that our Trump rally coverage was brought to you thanks to our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental. Now, if you just got one tooth that's a problem or two teeth that are problems, go see your dentist about that. If you just got a cleaning you got to get done, go see your normal dentist. What I'm talking about is you got a whole set of teeth that you're having problems with. The teeth are so bad you can't even say teeth. You're saying teeth with an F. if you can even get the words out. Well, let me tell you, Yellowstone Family Dental, people, just like people travel all over the country to come to a Trump rally in Montana, people travel from all over the United States to go to Yellowstone Family Dental because they specialize in this. They have the latest technology and the specialized training so that you can get a whole new set of teeth in one place in just one day. World-class dentistry. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. That's MontanaDentalImplants.com. All right, let's see. Coming up after the break, we should have Missoula City Council member Sandy Vasica on the show with us. And then for the 9 o'clock hour, open phone lines for you, anything and everything you want to talk about, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. God, there was one other thing that I meant to share with you. And I got a break here. I'll see if I track it down for you. If not, don't worry. We got plenty of time. Plenty of time. It's like a drill sergeant in basic training. I got all day, privates. We can go all day. Well, we got to wrap up at 10, but yeah, you get the point, right? We had such a busy couple of days so far on Montana Talks. You know, we had all the Trump rally highlights on Monday's show. Then on Tuesday, more highlights from the Trump rally, some of our interviews from the floor of the rally. Plus, we had John Hines from Northwestern Energy talking about the new natural gas-fired power plant in Laurel. So for Wednesday's Montana Talks, we should probably keep the phone lines open so we can cover all sorts of topics where you can call in, be heard all across Montana with what you want to talk about. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Lori in Billings sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. The Democrats are the ones throwing Granny off the cliff. Yeah, the Democrats are the ones throwing Grandma off the cliff. That was the message from Lori in Billings. Andy in Whitefish says this. Walls. You know, the Minnesota governor, Kamala's running mate, Wacky Walls. Walls had cops shooting people with paintball guns during COVID. Did he really? I mean, I know he was sicking the cops on grandmas who, you know, maybe they took their kids to the park to play outside. You know, everything you should have been doing in the middle of COVID-19. But man, had cops shooting people with paintball guns during COVID. Unless they were burning down black-owned businesses, unless they were rioting in the streets. And then, of course, it was more of a hands-off approach from Walls. See, during COVID-19, because remember the BLM riots and the burning of Minneapolis, it happened while COVID-19 was still supposedly a thing. But Walls, that was a point that family from Minnesota that I ran into at Sykes in Kalispell on Sunday morning, they were telling me, they were like, oh, yeah, we couldn't do anything because of COVID-19. Schools shut down, parks shut down, everything shut down. But then when they saw the rioters being allowed to riot, mass gatherings, mass protests, that's when we're like, okay, that's it. We've had it. We're out of here. And just one of many families that fled Minneapolis and fled Minnesota because of the failed policies of these blue states and these blue cities and more. And I've been hearing it firsthand as I've been traveling the state of Montana. Hey, let's jump right back into the phone lines here. Apparently, there's a big meeting coming up. I think it starts at 9 o'clock this morning. We're going to be on the radio, but Sandy Vasica, Missoula City Council member, thanks for calling in. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, good morning. Yep, in just a couple of minutes at 9 o'clock to noon today, we are going to be going over about 18 amendments to the current Missoula City budget. So we'll be doing that from 9 to 12 today in council chambers. And then if it goes over, which I do believe it will because there are 18 amendments, we're going to be discussing it again later this afternoon from 2:05 to 4:05. Bob Campbell really took the lead with a lot of amendments to cut the budget, so I'm really proud of him for doing that. There were a lot that I was going to hop on, but he beat me to it, so I'm really happy about that. I have a big one where I'm going to try to defund the Johnson Street Shelter that a lot of folks are really frustrated about. I do not have high hopes that that one will get passed, but if I have some public comment in my favor, that would be really helpful. And then I also wanted to let the folks know that we're also going to be discussing the emergency houseless levy from 9 to 9 o'clock today. So again, just in a couple of minutes in council chambers. So last year, former Mayor Hess declared a houseless emergency in Missoula where we can levy an additional 2 mills if the city council votes unanimously for it. So we're going to be discussing that today, and the vote for that is next Monday. So I do believe that the council has to vote unanimously for that, and so a lot of people know my voting history, so who knows how I'm going to vote on that one. But if people have thoughts about that, especially with our new ordinance, what that allows some buffer zones and some overnight camping in parks from 8 a.m. to from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m., a lot of folks are really frustrated with that, which brings up another thing that I'm going to be trying to do in the next couple of weeks is I'm going to try to amend that ordinance to outlaw camping in parks. So a lot that's going on. There has been a lack of public participation in city government lately. Council Chambers has not been really full, except for an East Missoula annexation project on Monday night. But I really miss seeing everyone's faces, everyone's passion. I could really use some help with these budget amendments and with a lot of this houseless stuff that's going on.
Well, we'll remind more of our Missoula listeners coming up in the 9 o'clock hour as well, because it sounds like this will be going on for quite some time. But, yeah, you know, it's crazy. So I'm glad you're going to be going through that budget, because people all across the state, really, but more so in Missoula, you know, you've got a liberal mob running the city council, running the city government. You've got a liberal mob in charge of the county commission. So you guys are paying the worst property taxes. And they want to raise your property taxes even more. I can't remember, was it the county or the city? One liberal-controlled body is raising property taxes again, or raising taxes again another 3%, and then the other liberal body is raising taxes another 16%. So, but if you're in the city combined with the city and the county, that's another 19% hike in taxes combined.
Oh, yeah, it's insane. And I do have to blame the Missoula voters for a lot of our in the city taxes increases, because there was a levy where that was voted in, the firefighter levy, and that raised our taxes about 11%. So I have to blame voters for that one. I'm a huge fan of fire and police, but we needed to find that money in our actual budget. We didn't have to give a levy that was in perpetuity. And that means forever, everybody. So everybody voted to permanently increase their taxes every year on top of what the city can and will already tax their constituents. So we've got to really keep it tight, and that is what me and Bob are trying to do. There are also a lot of amendments there today that want to even increase the budget even more than it's already being proposed. So I'm going to try to stop that. I don't have a lot of faith. Last year I had eight amendments to cut the budget, and I failed miserably. So we're just going to try again this year, you know, never give up. And I could really use our constituents' help. I know that we aren't on Missoula right now live, but some people might be listening to your app like I was this morning.
So, nice. Yeah.
I have some hope that me being on will get some people down.
Well, and in this, or, you know, extra hour of the show that's on KJJR, you get a lot of people listening on the KJJR app too, pushing down into the, you know, Evero Hill area and more. And then we'll have, you know, the audio on our podcast later for our Missoula friends as well. But no, we definitely wanted to sneak you in, because not only because it's important information to get out to, you know, we've got Bitterroot listeners right now. It's important info to get out, but it's also another reminder to our listeners all across Montana of this is what happens when you put Democrats in charge of your city, in charge of your counties. And it's what's going to happen if you vote for John Tester. The Trump tax cuts disappear coming up in the next congressional session. And John Tester voted against the Trump tax cuts. He will vote to put those tax hikes in place. So it's very important that people know you can't fall for their phony BS campaign lines. The Democrats are out there in these legislative races pretending to care about property taxes. Look at what the Democrats control right now. What are they doing? They're raising your property taxes. And you make a great point. There are things in the Missoula City budget that could be cut. They could cut the fat out of the Missoula City budget and fund the firefighters that way. Or if the people already voted to fund the firefighters with a levy, okay, well, let's lower taxes for the people of Missoula by cutting the budget elsewhere.
Yeah, I agree. And a lot of folks in government and out of government say, oh, well, there's nothing else we can do. But there is something you can do. It's our fault. It's your elected official's fault. We are stewards of your tax dollars. And frankly, I do not think we're doing a very good job of spending that money. And if everybody agreed with me, we would be paying a lot less taxes. We also would be having a lot less services. So I do have to add that caveat. But it is our fault. When I was at the Department of Revenue, when they were going around the state explaining all the new tax assessments, I got up there and I explained that it's our fault. You have to blame us. You have to hold us accountable. And if nobody comes down, if nobody speaks up about it, then we're just going to keep doing what we have been doing. And so we need to be called out. We need to be called out hard. And we need to face those truths, because we are casting people out of their homes, and more government interference is not going to help that. And for folks like me, like, we have a young family. We are still renting. We really screwed up when we didn't buy a house when we first got married. And so, like, we're struggling here with the Biden's America. The grocery store bill is high. Electricity is high. Rent's getting high. You know, but what are we doing? We're pulling us up, you know, working more hours, and we're not blaming the government for it. Well, I guess we are blaming the government for it, but we're not taking handouts like that. You know, we're just working harder, and we're making our voices heard so that the government stops interfering with our lives.
Well, that's because these bougie liberals that voted for Biden and vote for Tester, doesn't really matter to them. I mean, do they like paying more? Not necessarily, but it's not make or break for them. It's make or break for working class Missoulians. Yeah, you know, I was looking at the 2020 election results in Missoula County. You know, 43,000 or so folks voted for Biden. A little over 26,000 folks voted for Trump. So almost 37% of Missoula County voters voted for Trump. But the sad part is you've got mob rule. If the majority says, no, we're going to raise your taxes, then it's just sad that those tens of thousands of Missoulians who voted the right way still, have their money taken by force because of this mob rule that's taking place in Missoula County. It's just so tragic. Sandy Vasica, can you stick around for a few more minutes, or do you got to run?
I actually have to head out, and I wanted to remind folks that your ballot is secret. You don't have to advertise who you vote for. If you're hurting like everyone else is financially, you know, you can vote for whoever you want to, and you don't have to advertise it. So you can vote for Trump and not advertise it. You can vote for fiscally conservative local in the local races. You don't have to advertise it.
Very good point.
So I just want to remind folks about that, and I hope to see them down here.
Well said, Sandy Vasica. Thanks for your time.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This campaign knows that they can't win on who she is, so they're going to lie their way and try and get the presidency by lying. And they'll have the help of a corrupt media mob, because I don't believe she's changed her position on the issue of taxing tips. I don't believe she's changed her position on mandatory gun buybacks. I don't believe all of a sudden she's in favor of fracking and drilling. I don't believe that all of a sudden ICE, that she compared to the KKK and wanted to defund, she now supports, or that he's changed any of these radical views. Even this weekend, she said she wanted a path to citizenship for illegals. Well, that would be not a path to citizenship. That would be amnesty.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. Not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
800-908-3084. Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spa Studio, the hot tub company your friends recommend.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The other question I was going to ask Sandy Vasica, although she kind of referred to it already in a few ways, was, okay, we had this, what was it, the Cottonwood decision. We had this ruling from the United States Supreme Court, and so now cities like Missoula, cities like Bozeman, you don't have the excuse anymore. You know, before they'd say, well, Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals tells us we can't crack down on transients, so we're not going to crack down on transients. It's like, oh, give me a break. Not only do you guys fail to crack down on transients, you have been actively promoting the transient lifestyle. You have been setting policies in place to encourage this transient, oftentimes criminal element to move to your cities and to move to your towns. And then now, when it is laid bare for all to see what a train wreck those policies are, and you're taking heat even from some people on your own side, your response is, oh, well, we'd love to do something about it, but see, the Ninth Circuit. Well, you don't have that excuse anymore. And yet, look, is the city of Bozeman really doing enough to crack down on the transient criminal element? Is the city of Missoula? No. They're going to put a shelter right in the middle of working class homes. They're going to put a shelter housing these transient criminals, defecating in parks, doing more things with their pants pulled down in front of children in parks, and they're going to put them right in front of where, if you live in this residential neighborhood in Missoula, your little kids have to walk past that in order to get to school. Just like San Francisco, just like Portland, just like LA. That's what happens when these folks take power. All right, Grandpa Lou in Billings, thanks for the call. What's going on?
Oh, good morning, Aaron, and thank you for having me on this morning. I just got some information here that we would like everybody to show up. The school board's having a special meeting tonight at 5 p.m. in their boardroom, which is a different time than they usually are. They're asking the... where's that at?
They're talking about the crazy books that the leftists want to put in front of kids, right? The pornographic material they want to put in front of kids, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the state law says that control goes to the superintendent, and the state librarian associations are trying to get it changed to where that the librarians have sole control. And so I'd like to get everybody to show up tonight and support our superintendent, and the librarians don't run our public libraries.
Yeah, why are these librarians so wacky? Why are some of these librarians, I say some of them because not all of them, there's some great ones, especially in some of the smaller towns, but even some of the smaller towns are like, why do we have these wacky librarians that they go to these national conferences and they get this pornographic material and this Marxist material pushed on them, and they're like, oh yeah, let's bring this back to our library for kids. And look, we keep hearing, oh, schools don't have enough money, schools don't have enough in our budget. Yet somehow these librarians have an unlimited amount of money to buy porn. And if you parents dare have any objections, if the school board members have any objections, if the freaking superintendent himself has any objections, they don't think any of you should have a say. My goodness. By the way, to the wacky librarian in School District 2 in Billings that's pushing this wacky stuff, open invite. I've got two chairs, two microphones. I can set up a third if you want, sitting right in front of me. Feel free to come on in here and defend this craziness that you're trying to push on kids. But Grandpa Lou, thanks for coming. Yeah, for our Billings area listeners, get out and support those school board members trying to bring sanity back.